Welcome to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis. Today's edition of Front Porch Talks took place on Sunday night, May 20th, here at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene. It was senior night for 3D Student Ministries, and our student ministries pastor, Olivia Michael, had our college and young adult pastor, Pastor Billy Logan, come and speak to the seniors as well as the other students.
Thank you, worship team. We've talked about tonight is senior night, so the most appropriate thing to do, I thought, was to ask our college pastor, Pastor Billy, to come speak to you guys. So if you don't know him, he's right over there. Yeah. So would you guys help me welcome him? He's going to give us a message tonight.
What's up? So I guess you seniors would have been freshmen when I did fall retreat, maybe? Right? 4 years ago? 5 years ago? I don't know. Anyway, yeah, glad to be with y'all tonight. And all of you, even if you're not seniors, hopefully this message is for everybody in the room, from the youngest to the oldest. Seniors, though, if you look, I put a little card in your bag. So seniors, we'll be doing some things over the summer, some little get-togethers. So take a look at that, and if you have questions, you can come and ask me or whatnot, email me, anything like that. Just wanted you to know that that's in the bag there. So, congrats, almost graduation time, and then it's almost summertime for the rest of you, which is awesome as well. But I just want to tell you a little bit about what's going on with me, because Ella over here, that's my daughter. She's almost two, and so when Ella was born, that really cut into my time. Like, I couldn't go to the gym, I couldn't work out, so I had to watch what I was eating. And if you know me, or some of you do, I really love donuts. And so, yeah, right? I love donuts. I have an appetite for donuts, and so I was like, you know what, I need to cut back on eating donuts. I can't go to the gym, I can't work out. You know, I'm going to be getting less sleep, all this. But I was driving home the other day, and I was passing Krispy Kreme, and the hot light sign was on, right? And so I was talking to God. I was like, God, help me. Like, I don't need that. I want it, but I don't need it. But you know what, God? If it's okay if I can have these donuts, if you want me to have these donuts, I'm going to pull in the parking lot. And if there's a spot right in front of the door, then I'll know that you want me to have these donuts, God. And I'm telling you, it was just like the Lord. After driving around the store 8 times, there was a spot right in front of the door. And so God is good. And that story was completely made up except for the fact that I love donuts and I need to eat less of them. But that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to be talking about appetites. And we're going to be talking about obeying God and not our appetites. Obeying God and not our appetites. So will you pray with me? Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you that you meet us here and that you're here with us tonight as we worship you in song and in your word, and as we play cornhole and eat some food. And God, as we just hang out together, your presence is here among us, and we thank you for that, God. Help us to not take it for granted. I pray that you would open up our hearts and open up our ears so that we would be able to hear what you want to speak to us tonight, Lord, and that we would leave here with a new heart of obedience to you, God, and not those appetites that draw us away. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And so you're like, what are you talking about, appetites? And these are the things in your life. These are the things that can ruin our lives. So seniors, if I'm speaking to you, you're about to go on to a next step of growing up. You know, you're not in high school anymore. You're going to college or you're getting a job, and things are going to be different. You're taking the next step of growing into adulthood. And these appetites, and if you're still in middle school or high school, this applies to you too. These appetites are things that can ruin your life and make you miserable if you don't control and surrender them to God. These are things in your life that can make you miserable if you don't control and surrender them to God. Either you'll be ruled by them or you'll rule over them with God's strength and discipline in your life. And so you're like, what are appetites? What are you talking about, Pastor Billy? And so appetites can be things such, it can be food. It doesn't have to be food. It can be responsibility. It can be winning. An appetite for winning. An appetite for acceptance. Just desiring to be accepted. An appetite for fame. An appetite for love. An appetite for being respected. An appetite for sex. an appetite for recognition, or an appetite to be envied. And social media does this to us, right? We get on social media and we have this desire that fights against us, like, oh, I just wish people would envy me. I want people to like me. I want people to want my life. And so we have this appetite that wants to control us. We have an appetite for things and stuff, an appetite for security or control in our life. And these are the things that if we do not rule over them, if we don't surrender them to God, then they're going to rule over us. But there are three things I want you to hear tonight. The first is that God created appetites, but sin distorted them. So God created appetites, but sin, since we're born into sin, sin distorts those appetites in our lives. The second thing is that appetites are never fully and finally satisfied. Listen to this, seniors. Listen to this, everyone in the room, that your appetites are never fully and finally satisfied. But the lie of Satan is that that statement isn't true. So the devil wants you to believe that somehow, if you just had a little bit more, somehow if you had that thing, somehow if you do it just one more time, that you'll be satisfied enough. But the lie is that your appetite will never be fully satisfied. You'll never be fully satisfied apart from total obedience to God. And the third thing is, your appetites always whisper now, never later. So those things in your life that we read there, they always whisper now, never later. So you have this appetite that you know it's not pleasing to God, and you know that God is calling you to be obedient, but this thing is just eating away at you, whatever it is, and it says now, now, now. It never says wait. It always says now, never later. It's to trade the ultimate good for the immediate satisfaction. And seniors, moving on to the next step, this is going to multiply in your life. There's going to be temptations to trade the ultimate good for just an immediate satisfaction. And I want to look at the story of two brothers in the Bible, and their names are Jacob and Esau. And maybe you've heard of them. And the story is in Genesis 25. Genesis 25, and I don't have it on the screen, but you can listen with me, or you can look on your phone or your Bible, whatever you want to do. But we're going to look at this story of Jacob and Esau in the Bible, and maybe you've heard of them. They came from that line of Abraham, and Abraham had a son named Isaac, and Isaac had two sons named Jacob and Esau. Esau was the oldest son, but they were twins. They came out, they were twins. Esau was the oldest. He came out first. And so in this story, the firstborn in the Bible times, the firstborn son had all the birthrights. He had the higher position. He had the higher possessions. He had the first of, and best of everything as the firstborn son. But we see in this story, it's playing out. They're growing older. It's explaining, you know, that Esau was a hunter, that Jacob stayed in the tent with his mother more often. And so it's just telling about their lives. And it says that once when Jacob was cooking some stew, so Jacob's back at the house and reading some research, these boys would have been teenagers. These would have been teenagers about this time in their life. Jacob was back at the house cooking some stew. So he's in the kitchen with mom. He's making dinner. He's got some red stew on, some vegetable soup, mixing it up. His brother Esau comes in from hunting. His brother Esau was a hunter. He comes in. I'm famished. I'm licking his lips. He's dying. He's thirsty. He's been out there hunting. He's been out in the hot. This dude is just hungry. So Esau sees the soup that his brother's making, and he says this. He said to Jacob, "Quick, let me have some of that red stew. I'm famished." So first he says, "Bro, I need some soup. I'm starving over here. Like, I'm starving." That's where he goes first. And his brother seizes the opportunity and says, "Hold on. First, sell me your birthright. Sell me the favor that God has blessed on you for being the firstborn son. Give that to me. Sell it to me, and I'll give you a bowl of soup. I'll give you a bowl of soup. Just give me your birthright. Give me your birthright." And we're like, come on. Who in the world is going to sell their birthright for the first taking possessions, for the first taking positions, for a bowl of soup, a bowl of stew? And the answer is that you might. Some of you are. And that I have. sold our birthright from our Heavenly Father for an appetite that says now, not later. It says, I want what I want more than I want what God wants. And we feed that appetite and we sell our birthright as a son and daughter of God, the blessing of life with Him for a bowl of stew. And so Jacob says, listen, I'll give you some soup, but sell me your birthright. And his brother says this. Listen to what his brother says. Look, I'm about to die, bro. Like, this dude has just been out hunting. He hasn't been stranded on an island. And he says, dude, you got to give me some soup. I'm going to die. Have you ever been there where you're like so hungry? You're like, my spinal cord is eating my stomach. I just need a sandwich. Like, I need some pizza or something. Like, man, when are we going to eat? And your parents are like, we just had lunch an hour ago, okay? We'll be all right. And so then he comes in from hunting. He's hungry and he said, dude, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. And Jacob said, okay. But swear to me that you'll sell me your birthright. Because he's like, dude, I'm going to die. I don't care about that birthright. Right now, I'm hungry. What is that birthright doing for me right now? What is that birthright doing for me right now? Jacob said, swear to me first. And so he swore to him an oath, selling his birthright to Jacob. He says, I'm going to die. You see, there's this thing called impact bias where your brain actually changes when an appetite in you is inflamed. Right? Your brain actually chemically changes when an appetite is inflamed. It takes a simple appetite and it magnifies it out of proportion. And so in this case, he's hungry. But his brain's telling him he's going to die if he don't have a bowl of soup. Like, what does it matter, this birthright that he's been given by God? It's this thing called buyer's remorse. Have you ever heard of that thing? Maybe not. Buyer's remorse. People like, I really need that. I want that. If I have that, I'll be happy. I need that thing more than anything. Oh, I need that new update. That feeling will surely satisfy me if I can just get that feeling. Or I can't live another minute unless... ... And then you have that thing or that feeling is filled up and you're like, man, I just feel empty. I'm not satisfied. I thought this thing would bring satisfaction, but that appetite cannot be satisfied. And so when an appetite is magnified, we have this impact bias and it blows things completely out of proportion. And that's what's going on here in the story. I heard this pastor talking about this story and he said this. He said, I wish I had a time machine and I could jump in my time machine and I could go back to the story of Jacob and Esau and, you know, I would pop in and I would walk into the kitchen, into the tent and be like, hey, I know you have no idea who I am. My clothes look really weird. I know you, just ignore that fact. Let me talk to you for 1 second. Let me talk to you for 1 second. Seniors, let me talk to you for 1 second. I'm here and I want to tell you that you really aren't that hungry. Okay, just listen to me for a second, Esau. I know you're confused, and I know you probably want to kill me. You want to go get your bow and like, well, what is this weirdo doing in my house? But listen to me for 1 second. He says, Esau, just sit right here, but Jacob, hold the suit. Esau, let me talk to you for a second before you sell your birthright. He said, I just want you to know that there's going to be a people called Israel, and they're going to come from your line. They're going to come from your lineage. They're going to come after you, and this is going to be the people of God. Like, listen to me. The people of God are going to come from your ancestry, and they're going to grow into a mass of people. And God's going to take them and give them a promised land. He's going to raise them up out of Egypt where they're going to be in slavery but by this guy named Moses. Moses is going to go and rescue them from Egypt. But listen. I know you're hungry. Just give me one more second. This guy Moses is going to see this burning bush before him. And God is going to speak to Moses through the bush. And God is going to introduce himself to Moses using the name of, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Esau. Do you want to forfeit that? Do you want to give that up? That could be yours. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, is going to come from your line. Do you want to forfeit that for a bowl of stew? Do you really want to give up that for a bowl of stew? And here's what I'm saying tonight. We're almost done. Here's what I'm saying. If you haven't heard anything else tonight, because you see, Esau did give it up for a bowl of stew. And so God introduces himself as the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not Esau. Because Esau wanted to feed his appetite more than he wanted to obey God. And what? Here's what I have for you, students. You have no idea. You have no idea tonight, May 20th, 2018, what hangs in the balance if you refuse to surrender your appetites to God. You have no idea what God wants to do with your life and what hangs in the balance if you say, no, I'm not going to surrender my appetites and obey God. My appetites, they're too strong. You have no idea what hangs in the balance tonight if you refuse to surrender those appetites to God. You have no idea what He could do with your life. Seniors, with your life. Middle schoolers, with your life. If you'll surrender your appetites to God and be obedient to Him. And I don't know either, but I can look at the example of Esau and say, wow, what's the story going to be like in 20 years if I surrender my appetites to God tonight? And so it says that Esau ate his soup and he drank his drink and he goes away despising his birthright. So he went away despising it, sorrowful that what he thought he needed in the moment was gone, and he had given up his ultimate blessing, his birthright as well. And so here's two things. First, when these things tempt you and these appetites want to overtake you, seniors, middle schoolers, whatever it might be, when it's a temptation, when you're alone, when it's a temptation while you're at school, when it's these appetites rise up on social media, I want you to stop and ask yourself, is this worth trading the ultimate that God has for me for the immediate satisfaction of this moment? Because I can tell you the answer is no. I can tell you the answer is no. So what about you tonight? What's your bowl of stew right now in your life? What's your bowl of stew, students? Is it a habit? Is it a shortcut you're taking? Is it a relationship? Is it envy? Is it fame? Is it acceptance? Is it love? Is it sex? What is it in your life tonight that you're feeding and saying, you know what, I'm just going to choose this rather than being obedient to God? What is it you're trading your preferred God design? The God of the universe has a God-designed future for your life if you'll surrender these to Him and be obedient. It's going to be gone. Those appetites are going to be gone. So the first thing is I want you to reframe. When that comes into your life, I want you to reframe. And the second thing is reframe. Because there's one more story earlier in Genesis, and there's two other brothers. There's another set of brothers called Cain and Abel. Another set of brothers called Cain and Abel, and they offer sacrifices to God. And God accepts one, and you know the story. Cain ends up killing Abel. Because he's jealous that God accepted Abel's and blessed his rather than Cain's. But in Genesis 4 and verse 7, God is speaking to Cain, this other brother. He has this appetite welling up. He's jealous. He's angry. He wants the acceptance. And God says to him, listen, if you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door and it desires to have you, but you must rule over it. You must rule over it because it desires to have you. And so tonight, I want you to think about that idea that you have no idea what hangs in the balance if you refuse to surrender your appetites to God, to obey God and not your appetites. Because obedience to God will fill you with His life. Obedience to God will fill you with His life. Will you close your eyes? Will you pray with me for a second? Think about it tonight. Is there something in your life? Is there a bowl of stew that you've been trading your ultimate God-designed future for? Is it any of those things that we talked about? Is tonight the night where you want to say, I surrender my appetites. I surrender those things in my life that I've been feeding, that I've been disobedient and seeking after rather than God. Those things that would forfeit my God-designed future that God has for me. There's appetites in my life tonight that I want to surrender to Jesus. That I want to surrender to Jesus. If that's you, would you just lift both hands in the sky tonight? Would you lift both hands up if that's you? Don't be ashamed. Lift them up. We're going to pray. I want you to lift them up. If there's things tonight and you're saying, tonight I want to surrender these to Jesus because I want God's designed future for my life, the God who knit me together, I want His best for me. I don't want to forfeit that for a bowl of stew that's going to be gone. God, you see the hands. You see the hands of these students and leaders all around the room. And I pray right now, God, for each and every student, each and every leader. God, I pray for them that you would break those chains,
And that appetite, God, that appetite that they've been trying to feed, Lord, that you would fill it up with your presence, that you would give them a new heart, God, new desires to be totally obedient to what you've called them to do. God, I pray that they would leave this place knowing that you have a plan for their lives. God, that they belong to you, that they are your sons and daughters, that you have designed them for a purpose, on purpose, with purpose. And God, tonight, that you will honor their obedience in surrendering these appetites to you so that you may be lifted high in their lives. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.